Bringing us to 9:31 this Thursday. You are listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Gene here at the New Classical FM. Now, coming up on Saturday, December 1st, is World AIDS Day. And for the 11th year, Voices for World AIDS Day is a free concert celebrating all who live with HIV. Now, this concert features a range of performers. Toronto's Voices for World AIDS Day concert supports Casey House, Canada's only standalone HIV/AIDS hospital offering innovative, compassionate, inpatient and outpatient care. And here to talk to us about it today are Mark Trask and Kathy Dominey. Welcome to the program.
Morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
The 11th year. It's, you know, I mean, we were talking about this earlier on air today. Given everything that's going on in the world, it seems that AIDS, HIV has kind of fallen off the radar for a lot of people.
It has fallen off a lot off the radar. There's this perception out there that it's curable. There's a pill for that,
right.
And why do I need to worry? When in actual fact, it is actually a disease that mm-hmm. people live with, and it's no longer necessarily a death sentence,
right.
but it is something that affects every aspect of your life if you have it, and it is something that we still do not have a cure for, and we still do need to work towards providing care for people.
Well, what are the rates now? I mean, has it stabilized? Is it still, the infection rate still in an upward curve, or?
The infection rates have stabilized in some communities, mm-hmm. but are in an upward curve in other communities.
Right.
So the nature or the face of the disease is changing quite dramatically, mm-hmm. and changing which communities it affects. We all know that it used to be associated as a sort of white gay men's disease.
Right, right.
That is no longer the case. One of the fastest growing communities is women and immigrants from the African Caribbean background and communities that we wouldn't necessarily associate with the HIV AIDS that we know from the 80s and 90s.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
And it is also a very costly disease in that to get the right cocktail is very expensive. And also, because it is a degenerative disease, it's very expensive for facilities, for what a person who is dying in this manner, if they have AIDS, mm-hmm. what they require.
Absolutely, it is. It does require very specialized treatment, and now more and more balancing treatment. Now that you can live for 30 years
sure.
with HIV, mm-hmm. We're now seeing for the first time people balancing other ailments that we associate with old age, things like heart disease or diabetes or cancer,
yes.
balancing those with the delicate balance of being HIV positive.
Uh-huh.
And that's becoming the more complex association with the disease.
Sure.
Now, this concert that's coming up on December 1st, it's at the Glenn Gould Studio, 250 Front Street West. Kathy, maybe you can touch on the lineup for this year's concert.
Well, it's a fabulous variety show is how we sort of thought about it when we were putting the acts together for this. We'll have a juggler. We'll have
oh, wow.
a magician. there's going to be a classical element. Marion Newman is going to be singing.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have an opera aria that everyone will know, something about a gypsy girl that Jean might know about. And we have another duo that's Marjorie Malte and Jacques Arsenault, who act under the title French Squeeze, which is accordion with sort of French chanteuse songs.
Oh, I love
that. So some Edith Piaf songs.
Yeah.
And there's a dance group, a Cash Dance is coming, Afro-Caribbean a contemporary dance ensemble will be there. So there'll be lots of different elements and energy throughout the performance,
mm-hmm.
I would say.
Mm-hmm. How much money are you, I mean, it's free to attend, but there is a suggested donation of $30. How much money are you looking to raise?
Well, like any fundraiser, we want to raise as much as
exactly.
possible.
That's the best
We have a corporate sponsor that is going to match dollar
yes,
for dollar
Scotia
all of the money, all of the money donated that evening, up to a maximum of $15,000. So Scotiabank is a sponsor that has been with us for many, many years,
Isn't that great?
We're very pleased that they've joined mm-hmm. us once again.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, in a perfect world, we'd raise close to $70,000, and at least that would be our goal. An objective for the evening.
And I understand that this year you have a pre-concert.
We do.
That's right.
We have a pre-concert reception starting at 6:30, and it's essentially in the same location, but slightly different spot. We
steps away.
Steps away. That's is the way the way we're describing it.
Yeah.
So tickets for the reception are $130. That includes reserved seating for the concert
a
couple of special surprise guests at the reception, and it should be a fun evening to. So be in front of the take place in front of the concert starting at 8 o'clock.
That's a nice lobby they have there. Is that where you're what you're referring to?
No, actually, it's a surprise location inside the building somewhere else.
Now, one thing I wanted to add about HIV/AIDS is that very tricky thing that we can walk around and have HIV and not know it, so you can spread it.
Well, not easily. There is a bit of a misconception about that, and one of the things that we're tackling right now is at Casey House is we're working towards elevating awareness associated with the stigma that is attached to HIV.
Mm-hmm.
Very often, people who have HIV are stigmatized, they are isolated, they are ostracized.
Sure. And I don't mean it in that way.
Yes, no, absolutely. So we are working on campaigns that hashtag smash stigma are working towards raising the awareness that you cannot contract AIDS through skin-to-skin touch. You cannot contract AIDS or HIV by having a meal cooked by someone who is HIV positive. It is not the fearful disease that we once thought it was.
Now, just before I let you guys go, I mean, the three of you, Gene and Kathy and Mark, you guys all have something in common.
We do.
We do.
I found this out. You've all been in a production of Carmen with Gene.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Yes. What are the odds? Why haven't I been in one?
I don't know.
Mike, you could have been. You would have been fantastic in Carmen.
I'm not going to ask what role.
Yes, Gene and I go back to the Canadian Opera Company.
That's right.
Chorus.
We, chorus.
We were gypsy girls together a few moons ago, I have to say.
Well, were you both eight at the time?
That's
yes.
exactly right.
Yes,
Mike.
Very young gypsies.
Fantastic. Well, I want to thank you both for coming in today. It
Absolutely.
Is an incredibly worthwhile, and I wish it didn't happen, but I'm glad that it is happening for those in need.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for allowing us to talk about it.
Yes, of course. Hope to see you all there.
Yes, indeed. We've been speaking to Kathy Dominey and Mark Trask about the Voices for World AIDS Day concert here in Toronto. It is happening Saturday, December 1st at the Glenn Gould Studio down at the People's Network, 250 Front Street West. The concert is at 8 p.m. There is a pre-concert extravaganza going on. So if you want to get tickets for this, okay, you can go to caseyhouse.com or call 416-962-4040 extension 4000.